Louis, you're just going to direct me. We must hold this thing, come forward, go backwards. We're kind of like a big community this afternoon. So you cool? I'm going to use a mic just for the sake of hearing me clearer. Is that fine? I could shout, but I don't want to shout and spit over everybody. Like you in the front row. You never want to be in the front row when I'm sharing because I'll spit all over you. But we are kind of like a larger community today. A lot of guys, as Corne said, are away. Thanks for leading us so well, Corne. Really cool. He even smiled. Did you guys see the smile on his face? It was actually very impressive. It was like very cool. But it is great to be together. Mike and Stacey are taking a few days off. We actually ordered them and commanded them, guys, you are taking off. Their hearts are so invested into what God is doing in Langebaan. It's beautiful. But every now and again, they need to be refreshed too. And when they are away, like Corne said, pray for them. Really pray for them that God will envision them and encourage them and take us further in what God has for us in Langebaan. It really is exciting to see and what God has going to be doing in this area. But I don't know everybody in this room. I've seen a couple of people for the first time. So, Francois, good to meet you. My motocross rider, my motorbike friend, good to have you with us, with Lundy for the first time. Really is great to have you part of our family. And I said to him when he walked in, you really are part of the family this morning, this afternoon. So, again, you guys moved. You're moving here. Actually moving to Langebaan. Well done. Saldana, that's close. That's the same area. Okay, same area, yeah. So great to have you with us too. But for those that don't know me, my name is Ivan, and I have one beautiful wife too. Only one beautiful wife, Karen. So that's my beautiful wife. I am a grandfather actually too. Can you believe it? I'm a grandfather of one. And I do have two beautiful kids with two beautiful spouses. So I have the privilege of raising family. I'm a part of Melkbos congregation. I'm one of the elders there. I've been part of Josh Jen for 17 years now, on eldership for about 16 of those years. And it's been incredible just to see what God's been doing in and amongst and through this, I'd say the label of Josh Jen. It's really not about the name. Over the years, we've said many times, man, if we could, we'd just eliminate all names and just say it's about Jesus. But for the sake of reasons for accounting, all that, we need a trade name. But it is amazing to see what God is doing in and through Josh Jen over the years. And I've been privileged, as many of you, to be a part of what God has been doing. But I know some of you are looking in for still looking in. Some of you joined us recently. And just as we journey together, again, this afternoon, really, we're really sensing more than anything. I'm not coming to preach to you some new revelation or take us further. And I'm really here to encourage you. I really felt this week, just as a father in the house, just to come and encourage us in the ways of God and what he's doing in and through us. And I'm not going to share long, probably 15 minutes. Are you guys fine with 15, 20 minutes? Is that good? Anybody got like chickens in the oven that need to get back sooner? And please, this is not an airplane where you can't get up. There's no safety belts. If you need to go to the restroom at any time, please, out to the side. If you need to get cooking, like really, you have the freedom in that too, okay? So, except for Michael, you can't eat all the cookies before we're done, okay? But really, this afternoon, we are just a family enjoying the Lord, what he's doing. And for the next few minutes, I'd love to share probably... Henry's got three scripture verses that I'm ready with. We might go to all three. But just for 15 minutes, just to really share what I sense God has laid on my heart for us to encourage us, probably to challenge us a little bit, and then to take us forward and equip us. Because we don't just want to hear words, we want to be doers of the word. That's really what we feel and we believe. We don't just want to be fat Christians sitting in these chairs, warming up on a Sunday. And these chairs are cold. Whose butts are cold right now, yeah? They are very cold. And that's why we're here on a Sunday. We're here to get equipped to do the things and the works of the ministry. So this afternoon, I hope that as I share, that God will activate something of faith in your life and move you forward as we go forward in the Lord. So I don't know how long most of you have been in church, but for some of us have been in church for many years. Some of us are new. Some of us have just recently come into church. But for me, I grew up in church. For like when I was a baby, like one of these little toddlers, I was in church. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 4 years old. I was like, Lord, I need you. I didn't know everything about Christian doctrines, but I knew that at age of four that I was a sinner. For some reason, God just implanted that in my life. I knew I was a sinner, and I responded. I put my hand up as a young boy, and I responded to the gospel. But the interesting thing about growing up, I don't know about you, but when you got saved, did anybody promise you that it would be a bed of roses? Like, give your heart to Jesus and it's just going to be perfect. Life's just going to be perfect. You know, win the lotto and life's just going to be amazing. How many of you know that's not true? Has anybody had that? Like, just a perfect life. And I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me, I'll be like shaking my head. It hasn't been that. And when I was young, growing up in church, who's been around for more than 10 years in church? Just an idea. Like 50. Who's been like 30, 40 years? So those have been around longer. Who remembers that song we used to sing, Rejoice in the Lord always. Do you remember that? Yes. We sang this song. So Rion, when we were young, like these are really cool songs. They got lyrics, they got songs, they got motions, they got feelings. Man, when we were growing up, we had a song called Rejoice in the Lord Always. And we sang this song probably about 50 to 100 times. And the song kind of, who knows how it went? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. What was the next part? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And then the girls would go higher. Rejoice. Yeah, you got it? And we would sing this for like 20 to 30 minutes at a time. And like, as a young kid, I think we were indoctrinating us. I'm not sure about this whole thing, but I'd go home and this song would kind of just play in my mind and be over and over, and kind of grew up with this. I'm glad we moved on from that, really I am, but it was actually something very good. But I looked at the word rejoice, and it's like, what is the word rejoice? And it's more than just a happiness. Like, it's not just a happy feeling. And recently, a year or two ago, we've had what we call 412, which is a bigger part of what Josh Gen is. That's where congregations and ministries from around the world come together as one. And there was a guy called Ashley. I don't know how many of you were there, but he had a really cool message. He's a guy from England, and he had a message called, "We are better together." Was anybody there? Did anybody remember that? We are better together. He's an African guy, and he speaks much better than me. We are better together. And he was really cool. And this stuck with me. But today, I just want to encourage you, and if I had to label anything of this message that I want to share this afternoon is, can we rejoice together? We're better together, but can we rejoice together? And I want to look at what this word rejoice means. Just rejoicing. How do we rejoice? And what does rejoice actually mean? Because we hear it in the Bible. Did I say something wrong? Why are you laughing? Is that British? She's not African. Okay, so Ashley is... He's an African guy with a British accent, so it wasn't really, yeah, you know what I mean, okay, so, yeah, his accent was a lot different to mine, okay, but I'm not very good at British accents, I'm better at African accents, so anyway, Michael, you're throwing me off. Good thing we were family this afternoon. If this was a big congregation, like, oh, these guys are weird, but really, yeah, so where was I?
Rejoice.
What does it mean? And I made a few notes, so I'm going to look down every now and again. It's not because I'm nervous or trying to ignore you, but I made some notes and I don't want to miss, and not a lot of notes, okay? But rejoice is more than just finding happiness. It's finding joy and peace in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Not after all circumstances. In all. So everybody say, in all. In all. But let's see what the Word of God says. See what the Bible says, because that's very important. I can have a lot of things to say, but I want to know what the Word of God says. So we're going to turn to Henry. You're on pressure on you. Everyone's going to look at you right now. And that's where everyone looks at Henry as he pushes the button. We're going to Romans 3, verses 4 and 5. And he got it. More than that, we rejoice. What's it say? Can we try that again? More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces what? Oh, who loves that word, endurance? Mikhail started running this week. Ran 3Ks. You need endurance. He's trying to get to like 5 or 7 again. But endurance. And endurance produces? Who needs to have their character worked on? Only me. Driving on these roads in Cape Town, trying to get here in an hour. And character produces hope. And hope is a beautiful thing, because hope is really builds faith. And I was looking at those words like, man, I need my character worked on. I need endurance. And I need the Lord to really build my faith. Now, it's one thing reading scriptures, and we can read through the Bible and say, wow, that's cool. But how do we actually activate it, and how do we actually apply it to our lives? And I've got to look at the word, as we look at the word sufferings. It's a deep word, because when the times of them writing this, I mean, they're being fed to lions. Our sufferings are somewhat different to what they were there, wouldn't you agree? Our sufferings on maybe we don't have Pronutra in the pantry. Thanks for my Pronutra this week, Corinne. It's really cool. Or maybe your coffee's ran out. It's like, I'm suffering for Jesus. Or whatever it might be. My workload's not what it should be. So the context of suffering over the ages has been very different to where we are at right now. Maybe you didn't get 1,000 followers this week. And you're like, oh, I'm suffering. And so the context can really change over the ages. But the true meaning of this is like, Lord, my heart is in anguish. I'm suffering within. And as I look at that, I can really say, like, wow, we can really view this in so many different ways. Thanks, Henry. You can put that off for now. And just to reflect on my own life the last month, just to be vulnerable in front of you, it's been an interesting journey. We've been coming to Langebaan for the last, how long have we been going now? 5 months, I think. Four or five months. And it's been interesting. It's been lovely to see what God's doing and getting to meet you, getting to meet new faces and getting to know you guys. But the last month, can I be honest, has been challenging, Corin. Why are you nodding your head like really vigorously? Yes, I'm an elder in the church. I run two businesses. I've got families. I've got people to feed. But you know what? Even as an elder, even as a Christian, I'm facing sufferings of my own kind, anguish in different ways. Maybe one or two things. My favorite little rabbit, what do you call things? Bunny. Okay, Misty, a little rabbit we've had for 8 years, died this month of all times. Like, wow, how did this thing randomly pass away? Okay, it's a rabbit, but it's quite dear to us. Then, so my rabbit died. Next Monday morning, guess what happens? Even worse than the... No, I can't say that. My wife will be after me. But almost even worse, my MacBook Pro died too. That's really bad. Everyone say, yes. That's business, from a business point of view. So it's like, Lord, what's going on? And then in between it all, I'm at the bank trying to get bank things taken care of, spending hours and days at the bank. And then while our car's parked, a young girl backs up and practices a three-point turning into my truck. And the worst thing is, she's from Josh Jen Malpos. It's like, oh, Lord, I can't even moan it. I can't even express my real feelings. So like, between all this, I'm like, my bunny died, my laptop died, my car got ridden into. And then my dad gets sick, and he has a heart failure, all going through all this. Then they want to put him into a old age home or a home care place, and he doesn't want to be in there. So now I'm dealing with dad, and all these things are going on. And while I'm trying to do this, my factories are running late on supplies. They're running over a month late. My distributors are now going into bankruptcy because they're not getting their stuff. And all this stuff is going on. I'm like, whoa, it feels like I am suffering. And I'm like, wow, God, I'm serving you. I'm driving through from Melbourne. Like, Lord, what else must I do? Must I drive to Namibia? And it's like you start feeling like these works. I need to do more for the Lord. And the Lord just says, no, just slow down. I'm doing a work in your life. I'm building your character. I'm working on your character. There's areas, sitting at the bank for hours at a time. Who knows, what does that do? Character building. Patience. I'm working on those areas. Just all the things of real life. And I think the beauty of this is that we're in it together. Yes, we are better together. But can I say, can we rejoice together too? There's something about rejoicing. And while I'm going through all this, the Monday morning, the phone rings. And who knows, when you're going through a lot of things, the last thing you want is for a phone to ring, because you never know what, you know that feeling like, do I even want to answer it? And you pick up the phone, like, okay, what's this going to be? Is this going to be the dentist, the doctor, the bank manager? What's this going to be? And you pick up the phone, and I look, Mike Oxley, like, okay, what does he want? Is he going to make me work more? What's he going to do? And I pick up, and Mike leads his congregation. He's like, hey, I've just been thinking about you and just considering you in prayer this week. And while we're considering you, me and Stace, we just want to encourage you guys. Yeah, keep going. You're doing well. He just starts bringing affirmation and encouraging. And I'm like, wow, thanks, Mike. And he's just building up my hope in this moment. He's building up my faith. I put the phone down. I go to community that week. As I go to community, the guys just come around us and they start praying with us. And I'm not blurting out in trumpets, but just people picking up in the spirit. They're saying, hey, we want to encourage them. They're praying with us. And a week or two ago, Mark DeFazio, he was sharing with us. He comes and prays for us, and he encourages us. And in this, I realize, man, I cannot do this alone. And guess what? You cannot do this alone. You cannot do this journey to alone. We are better together. I'm going to try the British accent. Come on. I think you can pull a British accent. Come on.
Better together.
Oh, there you go. Better together. We'll work on that. These Afrikaners, we're going to work on these Afrikaners, guys. Not bad. Better together, but can we rejoice together too? There's a rejoicing that can happen even in our sufferings. Rejoice in our sufferings, the Bible says. And just in those moments, as it came, it's like this peace of God that comes upon me. And all of a sudden, I wake up, and like, instead of this anguish and this anxiety that tries to creep in, I can reflect back on what Philippians 4:4 says. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. What does it say? And again, I say rejoice. I'm going to sing it again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. Rejoice in your sufferings. I want to read on what he says, what says in Philippians 4 right after that. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious. Everyone say, do not be anxious. Okay, one more time, like you really mean it. Do not be anxious. Yes, who battles with anxiety sometimes? Like in the middle, who wakes up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah? Always in the middle of the night. Wow, I feel anxious. My heart starts beating. Do not be anxious, it says. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, and this is the key, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And this is what I pause, I love. The peace, and then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's something about going through sufferings, trials, anxieties, but having the Lord, having the peace of God. And as you've given your life to the Lord, I trust everyone in this room has responded to the Lord at one stage of their life. And at the end, I'll probably give you an opportunity if you haven't, but looking across, I think most have. But there's something about knowing Jesus, having the assurance that Jesus is with us and walking this journey with us. It brings a peace. The Bible says, a peace that surpasses all understanding and guards our hearts. It'll guard your minds in Christ Jesus. In between the chaos, there's something that happens. And I love it because I can wake up the next morning and instead of this anxiety coming in, I can sing songs like, all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Woo! Yeah, we got our music worship here. It's good. Beautiful. Wendy, you trained him well. Yes, I'm getting to go high. I was about to break the mark there. Louis, was that okay? I will sing of the goodness of God. I can wake up in the morning, no matter what is happening. Yes, chaos, turmoil, things up and down. It's life. Let's just face it. Life is life. Things are going to happen. But having the assurance, having God by our sides, and having people around me that are encouraging me, I can sing of the goodness of God. I really realize I can't do it alone. And I want to end with this. Just to be aware of, even for some of you in this place today, and really as I was preparing this, the devil would want nothing more than to isolate you. Kind of like a lion. The lion will try to isolate the sheep and try to get the sheep, the lamb all by itself so it can take it down. One of the biggest lies of the enemy is that we don't need you and you don't need us. Can I tell you, we need you. And guess what? You need us. It's just the way God orchestrated it. You need the church. The Bible says, do not forsake the gathering of the saints. And one of the biggest lies that the enemy does say is, you can do it on your own. You cannot do it on your own. We've seen people, strongest men, strongest women that are strong in their faith, just move away from the church for a couple of weeks, and before you know it, where are they? They are gone. We need each other. We are better together, and we will rejoice together. And I want to give you one or two keys, because I can talk about this, but I want to give you one or two keys and weapons that might help us as you're going through life, as we are facing this. One of the keys that we all know so well, and that is the Word of God. Get to know the Word of God, the Bible. Really get into the Word. Start going through Scripture. Start doing studies. Don't just read. Don't do the, what's that bingo thing where you open up and like, what's the verse for today? No, I didn't like that one. Go to the next one. No, I didn't like that one. Ah, you'll be rich and famous. Yes, I'll take that for the day. No, study the Word of God. Get well learned in the ways of God. Understand and do studies. If you don't know, find guys around you like Mike Oxley that leads us. He loves the Word of God. Get around him. Say, Mike, what does this mean? And dig deep into the Word of God. Prayer, second key, prayer. Prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Get together. We have prayer meetings each week. Get in there. Make sure you're there first, putting the coffee on, whatever it is. But prayer will be one of the keys and weapons that we have. And then praise. We're praising this afternoon. Beautiful. Just as you lift your voice, like Cornelia was singing out, probably one of the best voices I've heard all day. Next week, you're up, bro. But praise, it's a weapon that God's given us. And as you praise, I'll sing of the goodness of God, no matter what you're going through. Something rises up within us, in our spirit, and faith starts getting built, and you can face it. Yes, you're still going to face things. Doesn't mean everything's going to change, but something rises up within. And this is very important. Three things I want to leave you with here. Prepare beforehand. Very important. Don't wait for when or if. It's going to happen. Prepare beforehand. Who are you going to call? I know what you guys are thinking right now. No, not Ghostbusters, okay? Who are you going to call? When the trials come, when the turbulence starts happening around you, who are you going to call? Get the speed dial. Make sure you've got someone you can dial right away. Don't wait a week later, 2 weeks later. Who are you going to call? what scripture are you going to stand on? I've got a couple of scriptures the last few months that I'm standing on. I'm like, Lord, I'm memorizing them. Like, so when my mind starts drifting, I can refocus. My mind starts going off on anxieties, whatever it is. I bring it back to the Word of God. It's a foundation. It's a rock that I can stand on. What scripture do you have? And what song are you going to sing? And today, I really feel that God is encouraging us in this. He's going to encourage you if you're facing things in your life today. He's going to challenge some of you, even this week, to probably reach out to others. Maybe financially, maybe just a phone call, maybe a text. Find somebody that's not here today, someone that you know maybe going through something, maybe a family member. Send them a message. Maybe buying someone a meal, walking through Pick and Pay, or Woolworths, wherever you guys shop around here. Someone behind you, just like Lord lays on your life, on your heart. Pay for that person's groceries. Sometimes when I do that, I often first check what there is. I check, is there crayfish? Is there this? It's like, but sometimes just be out there. It's like, Lord, regardless of what they got, Lord, whoever comes behind me right now, I'm gonna pay for their bill. Because sometimes I try to speculate first. Okay, how much is that going to cost me? I only have 200 rand in the bank right now. Whoosh. Okay, be realistic. Don't go beyond your budget. Check with your wife sometimes. But if God lays it in faith, as you activate faith, man, walk into it. Step into what God has. And then really, look out for moments to encourage each other. Encourage those around you. The person next to you, believe me, they're probably going through something that you don't know about today. We are better together and we'll rejoice together. And this is a great thing, that as we go through life, we will rejoice together when we get through to the end. We're going to make it through. We're going to make it through. Yes, you might be facing a giant right now, facing a mountain, some hurdles of your own right now. But you are going to make it through. Together, we are going to make it through. And we are a family. God's put you in a family. The Bible says He puts the lonely into family. It doesn't mean that you're a lonely individual as such. Yes, you might be, but He puts us together to get equipped, to get ready, to strengthen. As iron sharpens iron, one man or one woman sharpens another. And God puts you into a family like this crazy bunch of people. If you look around us, it's only God that can put a diverse bunch of... exactly, yeah. It's only God that can do this, that can put us from such different walks of life in one community of faith to take us further into what He has, into this area, and into Langebaan, into Saldanha, and into this region. So this afternoon, I want to encourage you. I want to leave one scripture if you are taking notes. And if you are going through something personally, I thought the Lord just give me this scripture to encourage you. And you can go through it this week, and it's Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. And I'm going to end on this. And this is a beautiful verse. It's really helped me the last few weeks. And Bible says, you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Another word for stayed is fixed or even focused. So you can be focused. If you're looking through a lens and you're focusing to find clarity, whose mind is fixed or focused on you, because he trusts in you. In this verse here, trust in the Lord sometimes. Really, trust in the Lord sometimes. Say it again. Okay, let's try this again. Trust in the Lord forever, 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 forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The Lord God is an everlasting rock. We used to sing a song called Rock of Ages. He's a rock. I won't sing it for you. That's always. Yes, I'm giving my age away really bad today, but He's a rock. He will not be moved. He will not be moved. So whatever you're facing today, I want to encourage you. Stand on the rock of God. Trust in Him forever. And He will see you through. And then we will rejoice together. We're going to rejoice together when you have your breakthrough. Whatever you're facing right now, we're there together. We're going to rejoice with you. You're not in this alone. So I want to pray for us, and then I want to do something with us. So Lord, I thank you.